This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Pre-kindergarten education was one of the key points of debate in this week's budget marathon in the Texas House. San Antonio has adopted full-day pre-K, and other school districts, including Fort Worth, are headed in that direction. Universal pre-K, though, can have a downside for child care providers and parents. In Tarrant County, about 100 families have just been notified that care for their kids will end this summer. Child Care Associates, or CCA, has been around for 47 years, but for the Tarrant County nonprofit, it's getting harder to do business as usual. In a letter to parents, CCA's Kara Waddell says the agency's child care program has been running at a loss for several years.
Something that takes away four-year-olds leaves the system a little bit vacant in terms of its ability to just function in the black and operate, and nonprofit programs, small childcare businesses are struggling to be able to continue to provide childcare services at a reasonable cost point for parents.
Waddell is referring to the expansion of pre-K in the Fort Worth Independent School District. 2 years ago, voters approved the plan as part of a bond package. It's called Universal Pre-K because it's open to all four-year-olds. According to a study released last week, 29 childcare centers and 11 childcare homes have lost 160 kids to the district's pre-K program.
Some of the feedback from the childcare community is, these are things that we anecdotally have been experiencing and suspected, but to have it more formalized in the form of a study is very helpful.
That's Lynn Lucas with Campfire Texas, which did the study. Lucas says one of the most surprising results from the survey is how some child care providers plan to deal with the loss of children and revenue.
Some we know would affect quality significantly, such as increasing the number of children that one teacher is responsible for.
The study also revealed that some centers may have to raise prices to stay open. Others may have to close. Waddell, with Child Care Associates, says the solution is what's called a mixed delivery system, which means,
let's do pre-kindergarten, but sometimes let's do it in school buildings, and sometimes let's do it in community-based programs.
It also means working together. Right now, school-based pre-K classes let out at 2:15, and they don't offer after-school care.
Not every parent can be there at 3 o'clock to pick up a young child, and the after-school programs that currently help provide a range of care and learning for older elementary students simply are not able to take care of younger 3- and 4-year-old kids.
Fort Worth school officials would not talk about the study. They did release a statement defending expanded pre-K and saying the study points out that services should be coordinated for pre-K kids. Stella Chavez, KERA News.